call me geek. A little girl who never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all.
Right, don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Thursday night program for the Jumbo Braille program here on the Skies Radio Network. Saying welcome one, welcome all to our program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation. Give us your prayer requests, prayer praises, as we once again have Dr. Doug Quick in the house with us tonight to give us another good message tonight. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us tonight?
We always have the wonderful Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, and we have you. We have Sister Emily, Brother Quick, Jim, and just little old me.
All right. Well, we'll start with Emily here tonight. What do you got for us, Emily?
I would be a stinker on air, but I'll behave tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And besides, Ruthie, did I hear you write that my favorite Smurf, Chasing Daddy, is on the line tonight?
Yep.
You bet your boots.
Well, I'm going to do this because I know Dad never presses the number one, and I'm going to do this for him. you need to be praying for him because he had surgery today because of the shunt in his arm for his dialysis. They had to go in and put a balloon out in it in order to clear it out so it would properly function.
Praise the Lord.
Also,
and?
Brother Quick, you know the prayer request I called you with, you and Sister Quick with earlier, those ones are first responders. Naturally, anybody in the political office, they all need it.
Okay, is that it, Em?
Yes, also be keeping my mom and our family in prayer. That's a special one spoken for us.
Okay. And Ruth, your turn.
Yeah, everything worked out well with Dr. Gould yesterday. I don't have to have surgery, but I have been still having some problems, but I do praise the Lord I don't have to have the surgery. And also I got a lead on my pain management doctor so maybe get my injections eventually here. So that's one thing that's really needed. So I believe the Lord's going to help me.
All right. And then, of course, our prayer request for the bus, for the ministry, of course, all our police forces, as Emily stated, our politicians, those in authority, and, of course, about my heart condition and that things go well there. So, Brother Quick, you're on for the opening prayer and your message.
Kenny, I forgot one thing. For Brother Quick to be praying that housing will come through for Dad and I.
All right. Well, Brother Quick, you're on.
What was that last one from Emily?
About housing for her and her dad.
Okay. I got that one then.
Honey, we
all
also
right.
got one more for Kenny and I. We have a personal.
All right. We got that down. Miss Quick has an unspoken request tonight. And we will appreciate you remembering her in your prayers for sure. And I've got you just can't seem to get things done like they need to be done, even though you go into a doctor. And Miss Ruth, you just blessed me with your praise report on what you found out from your doctor. But I have been having a good bit of trouble with my left shoulder. I had surgery on my right shoulder several years ago, and I'm trying to get into the same surgeon for my left shoulder because it won't surprise me for him to tell me about how it needs surgery. But it's just been ring around the rosy and all that good stuff, you know. And his nurse called me earlier today, and she says, Doc, listen, we can't get through to your family doctor's office. We just can't seem to get through to those people. They don't understand that they've got to be able to drop this completely so that we can pick it up on this end. And so you need to call your family doctor and just kind of straighten them out. Well, you can't straighten no family doctor out. But anyhow, I called and was able to talk to one of the nurses. And she said, Mr. Quick, I will be back in touch with you in just a little while. Well, in just a little while, she called me and she said, we have did not just cancel out of this thing. We have went ahead and got this thing scheduled for that hospital where it was supposed to have been scheduled for in the first place. And so you should be good to go. And I'm
Praise
hoping
the Lord.
It's going to be good to go. Amen. I mean, I'm hoping it's going to be good to go. Hallelujah. So I called my surgeon's nurse back, and, of course, all you can do is leave them a message. And I said, I'm hoping step ahead of you because I think things are going like they're supposed to be going. You need to check it out, and you just let me know. Well, I didn't hear anything today, so we'll just wait on it and just see what the Lord's going to do with this. But I don't like surgery for sure, and I don't like having to go to a doctor for surgery. But as much as what I've been through and all these years that I've been putting up with this body, I get to where I can kind of figure what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done. And so I'm just hoping that I'm wrong this time and maybe a good shot or something will help me through this being better than what surgery would. But that's just and totally up to the Lord. I will appreciate your prayers very much. All right, let me pray for these requests that have been given. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given to be together again. Thank you for Brother Ken and for his request unto you for a bus so that they'd be able to get out to the blind people around there and get the gospel message to them. And Lord, there's certainly not anything wrong with a request like that. And we're just laying it out before you and asking you to help according to your sweet will in this. And then Miss Ruth came on with such a praise report, and that just, I wanted to shout hallelujah, and I thought, well, I better just hold off, just let her finish up so that I don't scare her by hollering hallelujah or something like that. But she just sounded so good to me. And I'm glad that she's sounding good to Brother Ken and to a whole lot of other people also. And then for Miss Emily, for her father that had surgery today, and I'm asking for a good healing here and help him in the situation that he's in with because of this surgery, and just minister unto him according to your own sweet and wonderful will. Be with each of the first responders and each policeman here in the United States. I pray for them every day because that is a tough job, and I know it's a tough job. I wave at every cop that meets us on the road here in town, and they've gotten to where they and just expect it, and they wave a big wave back at me, and I'm glad that they're doing that because I think they know that I'm praying for them. And so, Lord, we're just asking you to be with us now in the message that you have given me for this night. Plead with you that you would forgive me of every sin and wash me clean. I would plead with you that you'd let me be your mouthpiece. That's all I have ever wanted to be. Just your mouthpiece. And there's been many, many weeks and months and years when I have seen you use me that way and watched people come to know Christ as their own Lord and Savior. And so, Lord, I'm asking for everyone that's listening this night that you would just go by and that the Spirit, your Spirit would be there to fall on them and bring strong conviction to their hearts concerning their sin. For sinners that will be listening, I don't doubt but what there will be sinners listening tonight. I would plead with you that you just fall on them, bring such strong conviction of their sin to them, and help them to cry out for mercy and cry out for Christ to save their soul. That's what it's all about. And we just thank you even now for all that you're going to do, and just help us this night to be just your mouthpiece. That's all we want to be. And I don't doubt but what you're going to do that. I pray that you be your Brother Six Eyes and keep your hand upon him. And for Brother Ken, as he's put in charge here of the ministry that right here that we're involved with, asking you just keep your hand upon him and that you bless him. Now, Lord, just help us this night as we break the bread of life. And I would plead with you that you would get fruit unto your name. That's all I want. That's all I want, just fruit unto your name. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. For anybody that could have a Bible right handy, I'll be preaching tonight out of the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 14. I want to look at verses 14 through 32. And there's a whole lot to look at in these verses. But this is what the Lord has laid on my heart for this night. I want to bring a message that I have entitled Such Astounding Faith Coming from Just One. Now just listen as the Lord speaks to your heart and do what he would have you to do this night. Matthew chapter 14, look at verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Jesus said, Bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. What about that, ladies and gentlemen? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. There's 5,000 men beside women and children eating out of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And they're going to take up 12 baskets full of leftovers. Isn't that just amazing? Verse 21. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, for he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus came unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. We'll stop our reading there at the end of verse 32. Listen to me. There is no name given concerning those who made such a plea to the Lord Jesus before this great miracle took place. Look at verse 15 one more time. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. There's no name given for who these disciples were that said this, none whatsoever. God never named any of these disciples in this place, other than to state that there was more than one that said this to the Lord Jesus. Now, based on other passages given in the Word of God, it may indeed have been brought on by the Apostle Peter. That's very possible. We all know that Peter was a loudmouth. Hello. Peter would always put his mouth in gear before his mind even started to move at all. Now, that was Peter. That's what he did all throughout the New Testament days. We saw that all throughout the Scriptures. Now, after verse 15, when the disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, we want you to go ahead and just, you know, let this crowd get on to the villages so they can get something to eat. Following this, Jesus stated to his disciples, look at verse 16 again. But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Well, we know, according to the Gospels, that there was a young feller, and that's all that he had for a lunch, was 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And when he found out that they had a need, I believe it was Andrew that he came to and said, Andrew, this is all I've got. Maybe this will help. And Andrew came to Jesus with it. That's how Jesus found out about this. But you see, after the disciples said to Jesus, go ahead and you know, let this crowd get onto the village and get something to eat on their own. Then Jesus said, they don't have to go like that. Y'all give them something to eat. And I'm sure it was Peter that was leading here. I'm just sure of that. Look at verse 17. But they say unto him, We have but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Verse 18, he said, Bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And everybody there ate and got full. There were 5,000 men besides women and children. If each one of these men was married, that would have made 10,000 people. And if each one of these men that were married had 4 children, that would make about 40 or 50,000 people. And they all ate and they all got full. And there was 12 baskets of leftovers. My wife likes to remind me of this story every once in a while, because I'll say, what are we going to eat tonight? And she'll say, well, we got some leftovers. And I'll say, oh, come on. She knows it. I don't have a real heart for a lot of leftovers. She knows that. But that's how we've got to where we're at in life. Amen. By eating leftovers. Well, here's 12 baskets full of leftovers here. Isn't that amazing? Now, the disciples told Jesus about this little bit of food, and then Jesus instructed his disciples on what to do. Verse 18, he should bring it to me. And he blessed it. He looked up to heaven and he blessed it. And he gave this to his 12 disciples. And they took it to the 5,000 men plus women and children for them to all get fed up. Now, isn't that amazing? Cannot even begin to imagine how tired each one of these 12 men must have been. After taking bread and fish to 20 or 30 or perhaps 40,000 different people, and then Jesus makes another statement to them. Look at verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Jesus had plans of getting to the other side also. Notice what he said to them. Listen to this. Jesus said, he constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him onto the other side. He was coming. But isn't that amazing? When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. It never ceases to amaze me. God, the beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's numerous times in these Gospels where we find the Lord Jesus praying all night long to his Father in heaven. Isn't that amazing? Wednesday night service, we always called that the prayer meeting service. But Wednesday night service at most churches is the least attended service the whole week. Isn't that amazing? It's prayer meeting time. It's time to get together and pray. And we can't seem to find too many members that have got the time to get there to pray. Oh, listen to me. Jesus said, y'all get on to the other side. Get over there ahead of me. Now, they were so tired out, and they were so shocked at what had just happened, it never dawned on one of them how it was that Jesus was going to get to the other side. They just got in the boat and headed for the other side. Now, Jesus is up there praying. Verse 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, do you know what time of the night that is? That's not really what we would consider the time of night nowadays, because that's going to be around 4:30 to 5 o'clock a.m. These disciples have battled the winds and the waves this whole night. And all of a sudden they look up and they see this bright thing coming at them. Remember, it was pitch black. The clouds were heavy. It was pitch black. There was no sunshine. There was no moonshine nowhere. It was pitch black. We read here, in verse number 23 or 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. You see, he had to have been as bright as the sunshine. He had to be. That's appearance when he took Peter, James, and John up on the mountain and was transfigured before them. He became as bright as the sun. Heaven is a very bright place, ladies and gentlemen. Very bright place. Well, they cried out, and then Jesus said, Be of good cheer. Be not afraid. It is I. And Peter answered him, listen to this now, answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. I'm waiting on you out here, waiting for you out here. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Get on out here. And Peter had his eyes on the Lord Jesus all the way out to Jesus. I say that because that was the only bright spot of the night. That was the only thing that Peter could see, was Jesus walking on the water, because Jesus was as bright as the sun. And Peter kept his eyes on Jesus right up until he got alongside of him. When he got alongside of him, then all of a sudden the wind whispered by him. And it took his eyes off from the Lord Jesus. Well, it didn't take long. It didn't take long. Immediately, verse 31, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Ah, my soul. Listen up here, ladies and gentlemen. When Jesus took him by the hand and kept him from going right up underneath the water, Peter still did not get out of the wind and the waves. He was still in the wind and the waves until Jesus and him got to the ship. When they got there, let me read it to you again. Verse 32, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Isn't that just amazing? Such astounding faith from just one. Peter was the only one that said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Peter was the only one. There was 11 other disciples in that boat. Those other disciples could not watch Peter walk on the water. They couldn't quit rowing that boat, because if any one of them would have quit rowing the boat, he would have got the handle of the oar right between his eyes. I'm sure of that. They could not watch him walk on the water because they were too busy trying to keep that boat afloat. Isn't that amazing? But Peter got out, and he walked on the water all the way to Jesus. When he got to Jesus, then he looked around, and he saw the wind and the waves, and that's when he began to sink. I say he got right up close to Jesus because, verse 31, when he began to sink, he said, Lord, save me. Verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. He was that close to the Lord Jesus. He was that close to the Lord Jesus. He took his eyes off from the Lord, and he began to sink, and he said, Lord, save me. And Jesus just reached out and grabbed him. He was that close to him. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Such astounding faith from just one. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it will blow our minds if we just stop and listen to the Lord when we get into the scriptures and begin to read them. You really ought to read the scriptures every morning before you even think about getting a bite to eat. Amen. Amen. I remember 38 years ago, 39 years ago, when God called me into evangelism, and we were at a church in Mississippi. I knew the pastor. I'd known him for some time. He was one of those spiritual giants to me. But he loved me. And he would invite us to stop in at his church quite often and give me an opportunity to preach. Well, one time when we were there, we got driving around a little bit after the service, and we come to an old school bus. It was for sale, 4 35-foot. And we got out, and we looked it over a little bit, and the seats were still in it and all that. And I asked the fella how much he wanted for it, and he gave me a fair price. I said, all right, thank you. We got back to the church, and before we left that church, we were there for several nights. Before we left that church, this preacher came to me, and he said, Brother Quick, I got to ask you a question. I said, well, ask me. He said, I've been told that you and your family stopped over and looked at that bus, and he told me the address of the bus where it was at, and I said, yes, we did. He said, do you think that thing would be sufficient for your traveling? I said, I believe that we can build it into a good camper. Yes, I believe it will be good enough. He said, all right. And he said, I got a family here in my church. They've come to me, and they wanted me to ask you that, because if you give an answer like you just did, they've told me that they're going to buy that thing. And when they get it bought, they're going to tell you about it, and you can come over here and you can pick it up and take it back to your home in Texas. And that's what they did. And we built that into a nice camper. But, you know, God started taking such good care of us, all because we had heard the Lord speaking to our hearts about what he wanted us to be doing. Some 39 years ago, I'm still in evangelism. I can pastor a church, and I've done that in the past, and I'm looking to pastor a church again now. You see, an evangelist can pastor a church, but a pastor has an awful time trying to be an evangelist. Because if he's not been called into evangelism, he's just not going to be able to get the job done. That's how it is. That's not just how it is. But you see, Jesus had just a few short words for Peter's failure. Verse 31, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? You talk about a slap. After what Jesus had just took these disciples through, after these disciples had just been the instruments to feed 5,000 men plus women and children with 5 loaves and 2 fishes and gather up 12 baskets of leftovers, after this took place, after Peter saw the Lord and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come on the water to you. And the Lord says, come on. And Peter walked on the water all the way out to where Jesus was at. Peter walked on the water all the way back to the boat with Jesus. And the boat, the wind and the waves did not stop. They did not cease until they both got back to that ship. When they got in the boat, then the wind quit. Isn't that amazing? That's just how the Lord does. That's exactly how the Lord does. You see, when we thought, please, before God, when we go before the Lord and say, Lord, I've got a need. And only you can fill that need. And when we leave that out before the Lord, we need to learn what it means to leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. When you leave them there, then the Lord knows he can answer them. Amen. 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 Peter didn't know that all the way. He knew that he could walk on the water to get out to Jesus because Jesus said, come on. And so Peter did that. It wasn't until Peter got out there that he took his eyes off from the Lord and he looked around and saw the waves splashing and he saw the wind blowing and then he started sinking. Isn't that amazing how he had sense enough to say, Lord, save me. And the Lord did that very thing. But you see, I'm here to tell you, astounding faith coming from just one. All 12 of these disciples had been a part of such a miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fishes feeding 5,000 men plus women, plus children, and having 12 baskets of leftovers. All 12 of these men were a part of that. But only one of them would say, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come on the water to you. Only one of them. Only Peter. Only Peter got out to him. Only Peter began to stink. Only Peter said, Lord, save me. Only the Lord took Peter's hand and brought him back up. And then the two of them, Peter and the Lord Jesus, walked in the waves and the wind until they got back into that ship. And when they got to the ship, it all ceased. Isn't that just amazing? Peter may have thought, when I get out to Jesus, the wind and the waves is going to quit. I just know that. But that wasn't the will of God. The will of God was you get out there to Jesus. When you find out how weak you can be, you cry out to Jesus and he'll save you. And then the both of you walk back together to the boat. When you get to the boat, then the Lord said, I'll bring a stop to the wind and the waves. Isn't that amazing? God knows precisely how to answer every plea we take unto him. Isn't that amazing? 1 John chapter 5, and I won't get into that tonight, but verse 14 and verse 15 of chapter 5, 1 John, says this, and I'll paraphrase just a little bit. Whatever it is that we're praying and seeking God for, when we know that it's the will of God that we're seeking for, and we go to the Lord and we believe in him for that, then we can just rest assured it's on its way. Brother Ken has been asking the Lord for a bus for some time. I know Ken. I've known him for a good number of years. And I have the privilege many years ago of telling Ken then, take your burden to the Lord and then leave it there and watch the Lord do something with it. Well, maybe he's kind of let that slip a little bit after all these years. I don't know. But God's got a reason for not giving him that bus yet. Could be that there's something else that has to fall into place first. It could be that somebody listening tonight has a bus that you're not using, that you know that Ken could use for this ministry that he's got on his heart. That could be. That could very well be. And if that be the way it is, then I would plead with you that you get a hold of Brother Ken and get the ball rolling on this thing, because Ken is waiting on God for an answer for this. And as I'm praying, I want you to understand, you understand that this message was brought just for you, just for you to hear it tonight. Whoever it is that's hearing me preach tonight, this message was brought just for you. Now, it's your responsibility to pick up what God has laid on your heart. And when you pick up and do what God has laid on your heart, you're going to watch the Lord do miraculous things in your ministry and in your living. That's just how it's always been. It's always been that way. Our Father, I would ask even now that you would minister unto everyone that's heard me preach this message tonight. And I'm asking, Lord, that you would just lay it on people's hearts. Lay it on people's hearts that's heard this message tonight. Lay it on their heart to the money, to Six Eyes, to keep this radio network going. It's free to sit back and listen, but it's not free for those who are running this thing. And so I would plead with you even this night that you'd speak to somebody about their sin. Speak to somebody about their sin, about the fact that they're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell, only going to get out of hell, Christ, to save their soul. That's the only way. And I would plead with you even this night that you would minister unto each heart that's heard me, and that you just do according to your sweet and wonderful will. And we'll sure enough thank you, and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Ken.
All right, Brother Quick, we also need your snail mail information if people have any questions or comments.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm a preacher of the Word of God, and there's times when I can get up and preach and just really do my best and then forget some crazy thing like this. My snail mail address is 1122. That's two ones and two twos, 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia, and Waycross is spelled capital Waycross, Georgia, 31501. I've had many a preacher ask me, where in the world is Waycross, Georgia? And I said, well, that Waycross is Georgia. It's way across Georgia. And they've laughed, and a lot of them have said, oh, yeah, I understand now. But thank you, Brother Ken, for reminding me to do that.
Amen. And then also, if they wish to contact you via email, they could send me the email at feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touchking@gmail.com. In your subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick, and then just write out your message that you have for Brother Quick, question, comment, prayer request, or what have you, and then send it to me. We'll print it out and then send it snail mail to Brother Quick, and then when he responds and sends me back the response, we will send it back to you as a PDF file that you can read and get his response. So once again, feelintouchking@gmail.com. You can use that for an email address as well. And then, Brother Quick, I just wanted to tell you it was a good message and a thought also that I was thinking of, actually two different thoughts I was thinking of. First off, when Peter got out of that boat and he saw those waves and stuff, it was like you could think of it as him having a prayer request. And then when he saw those waves and stuff, he was taking it back when he had told the Lord, bid me to come to you on the water. He took it back, like some of us do when we give a prayer request to the Lord. We put our prayer to the Lord and then all of a sudden take it back.
That's it. That's it.
And it's sad that a lot of people do that. They'll give a request to the Lord, and then sometimes, like we were talking about earlier today, less than 30 seconds, take it back and take all that burden back upon ourselves when we just need to leave it with the Lord. And you were mentioning about the bus. Trust me, I've never taken that back from the Lord. I've left it with him, and all I do is ask people, just as a reminder, to keep praying for it, because I know the Lord, in his good time and in his good way, he will do it. And then the other thought I was thinking of is, you know how all these charismatics, they talk about healing this, healing that, and when they see me and they know about my blindness, the first thing they want to do is pray for me. Oh, I'll pray for your healing. Pray that you get your sight back. What I tell them is, I say, look, Peter, the Bible says that Jesus said that greater works shall you do than I have done. And Jesus and even Peter walked on the water. I say, well, hey, we got a nice lake up here. You show me that you can walk on water, then I'll worry about you healing me. But first, let me see you walk on water.
That's good.
And
man,
usually that separates the men from the boys real quick. They stop
That's
talking
good.
About praying for my healing, because when I start challenging them, saying, hey, well, let me see you walk on water.
That's it.
That settles that issue real fast, because that separates the charlatans real quick.
That sure does.
All right. So, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us that may have any questions or comments for Brother Quick's message tonight?
Okay. Well, of course, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We're not going to say nothing, but they're very much there. We have you, of course, Sister Lila, and Brother Jim doesn't usually talk, and then me.
Okay, well, we got Sister Lila. She may have a few prayer requests for you, Brother Quick. So
okay, let me get the mics up here.
Okay, we'll get your mic open shortly there, Sister Lila.
Yes, I do, Missionary Luke and Brother Quick. Continue praying for the facility, me especially, Sister Emily, my Mama Mary, and my Uncle Jimmy, and especially for the family that have lost a mother, which is my sister Emily's aunt, that had lost their mom. So especially her sister's, my mom's sister that has passed away just recently. So please pray for that family that they get over it, get through the loss and everything else, and pray for the first responders as well. And a personal unspoken for myself.
All right.
Okay. And with that, now I'll just give a few.
Hey, Kenny, gotta tell Brother Quick, that was a good message, but quick on the bricks, they hurt.
they definite good points that he made tonight, and I appreciated the message. And
it was a good message. That's why I said he's got to quit throwing bricks so hard way down from Waycross, Georgia, because when they get up here and they pop here, they hurt.
Oh, yeah, they do hurt.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me give you a few last real quick announcements here, and then we'll get Brother Quick to give us a closing prayer, and he can pray over those last few requests that Lila gave. First off, if you guys wish to get any of the programs, including this one, there are several methods you can do that. First off, you can go to your smartphone or tablet, and you go to the podcast section, enter Six Eyes Radio. That's SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. Once you click on that and it pops up there, you just click subscribe, and you'll have us any day of the week, morning or night. And if you have an Android or Apple device, you'll need to download the iHeartRadio app, Once you've downloaded that, go on to your iHeartRadio, do the same procedure, entering Six Eyes Radio. Once you've done that and you see us pop up, click subscribe, and you'll have us on your Apple or Android device. Also, you could go by going on the internet and go to blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes, that's blogtalkradio.com/sixeyes. And you'll be able to get all of our programming right there. Also, you could type into your Google search, Six Eyes Radio. And you'll be able to find us all the places we are on the web. And, of course, as Brother Quick mentioned earlier in his prayer, remember, it may be free for you to listen to, but it's not cheap for us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, and we would appreciate your donation to help keep us on the air. And there are several methods you can do to help that happen. First off, if you're a PayPal user, just go to PayPal, enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. If you wish to send a check or money order, contact Brother Six at his email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. In your subject line, put donation information requested, and in the body of your email, explain that you're wanting to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network and need pay to and snail mail information to send that check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much for your love gift. Amen. Now,
Kenny, hold on. I just had two more requests. My cousin in Arizona broke her foot. She can't work anymore right now. And she's had a good job up there with real estate at HomeSmart in Scottsdale. So pray for her, and also pray for my cellulitis in the abdominal wall. It's not healed up completely yet. And I know God's a healer, so I'm not worried about it.
Okay. Well, with that,
and
Brother Quick.
Please pray for Emily's girlfriend that her foot heals.
All right.
Okay.
Brother Quick, also be praying for me with the situation that I had some minor surgery done on the bottom of my foot yesterday.
We'll okay. Do that.
Is that everything, everybody?
Yep.
Okay, well, Brother Quick, we'll let you close us in prayer, and we'll catch everybody tomorrow for AJ and the Squad at 9 p.m. here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Brother Quick.
All right. Miss Ruth, would you give me those last requests that you just gave again, please?
Yeah, I was talking a little too fast. I have a tendency to do that. Okay, it's my cousin Carolyn in Arizona. She broke her foot. And I have cellulitis in the abdominal wall, which is a bunch of sores on my abdomen, and they're painful. So I just wanted prayer for that.
All right. All right. Well, let's pray. Our Father, thank you for these requests that have been given again this evening. And thank you for Brother Ken and the fact that he's just letting everybody know that he's given his request for a bus onto you, and he's leaving it there. And I'm glad that he's doing that. And I'm asking that you just minister accordingly. And someone somewhere has got a bus that they're not using, and Brother Ken can use, and I'm just asking that you just lay it on their heart and give him that bus that he needs for this ministry to get to the blind people around him. And then for Lila, for Jimmy, for her mother, mother's family because of the death in the family, I'm asking that you just minister there accordingly also, and the unspoken that Lila gave. We want to remember that also. And then Miss Ruth, her cousin Carolyn, has a good job in Arizona, and she fell and broke her foot, and that's a very painful thing to have happen. And we would ask that you just minister there and bring healing according to your own sweet and wonderful will to this foot and help this lady get back to her job real soon. And then for the sores that Miss Ruth is saying that she has, and I'm asking you just touch those and just minister unto Miss Ruth in a very special way. And for these unspoken requests that have been given, Miss Quick gave an unspoken request. I've given unspoken requests in the past, and I know that there's other ones that have been given. And we're just pleading with you that you just work your sweet will in each one of these. Help us to do according to your sweet will, not our will, but your sweet will every day. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. Now, Lord, thank you so much for loving us again this day. And I would ask that you would help each one that's listening to me. Give each one of us a good night's rest this night, and help us to hear your voice when you speak to us, and help us to understand that you give us responsibility, and we have a responsibility to take care of that. And so you just minister unto us accordingly, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. Now just be with us and help the programming on Sixside Radio to continue on like it is. I'm asking that you'd be with Brother Sixside, asking that you'd continue to meet the financial needs and just minister unto him and help him in all that he does. Now, Lord, we love you with all of our hearts. Thank you so much for loving us the same way. Now, be with us this night now. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.